Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to Push My Story, your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston and company. We just thank God for you tuning in this morning. We have a wonderful segment this morning that God has blessed us with this morning. And, you know, God, we are in the end times, and we all are surviving tough times. But I want to let you know to hang in there, because, look, it has not been as long as it's been. Something's getting ready to happen. We're in the year of Jubilee, and God is doing miraculously miracles right before your eyes. And many people are wondering, what's going on? It seems like things are going my way. It looks like God is opening doors, and it seems like, wow, you know, I haven't receive a refreshing like this in a good little while. So, you know, God is blessing his people. He promised in the word, amen, and he is a God of promise. And God promised us we can look forward. This morning we want to turn your attention to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 21st verse. And for your consideration, we're going to start reading at that 21st verse. And it says, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Now, we look at the word perfect, and man defines perfect in his own knowledge, his own understanding. But understand what God is saying this morning. See, God had already prearranged, already put in place your specification. God had already had manufactured everything before you were born. See, when you was conceived in your mother's womb, God had made you a prophet to the nation. He sanctified you, and he blessed you in your mother's womb. So therefore, what God has established and what God has equipped, and God give you that ability, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So we're going to talk about equip. When God said make you perfect, we're looking at setting standards. We're also looking at that how God said make you perfect is conforming you. Conforming meaning to continue to be a work in progress. God is making you perfect for a good work. Now, many people are saying, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. I want you to think before you start making decisions. I want you to think one thing before you decide to make decisions. Why am I here? Answer that question. Why are you here? How did I get here? Am I doing what God had called me to do, or am I doing the will of Satan? Are we doing the works of the principality of darkness? So we have to make sure that we receive the instruction. Everything that's a manufacturer comes with instructions, with specification. It tells you how to make and put or form something to make sure that what you purchase is what you have called it to be and what you want it to do. Now, we looked at standards, amen. You can't take shortcuts. If it tells you you got to get a nail and a hammer, you better go get a nail and a hammer and then ask for a screwdriver. But you're going to try to use a screwdriver anyhow. No, it's not going to work because it won't fit. So what are you saying? I'm saying that we come with instruction. We come with specification. We come for a purpose. And what is this great purpose that we come for? We are armed and dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. See, God said he'll make you perfect. See, for what? Make me perfect for the word. What word? The work that we have to do. What we're doing, we are clearing the airways. We are making room and making provision for a new heaven, a new earth, and a new world. See, God wants us to come and fix what was broken, things that was torn down, things were interrupted, things that, so now we got to do the cleanup job, and God equipped you because he gave you the ability to do the job. Now, God ain't going to call you to do something that you can't do. Now, you got to remember one thing, God moves mysteriously, and he moves in steps. God will not put no more on you than you can bear. I promise you, God will make a way for you to escape. It said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such great cloud of witness, God has left material here for us to read and to receive knowledge of our forefathers and those that was before us. Jesus Christ himself was a perfect example. And he made room and he came on this earth to show us exactly how it to be done. And after he had died on the cross, he finished his task. Now we'll pick up where Jesus had left off and finish the job. You see, he equipped us. When he equipped us, he qualified us. You see, you can't have a building without a builder. You can't have a creation without a creator. So, therefore, God has standards and location in proportions. When God is conforming absolutely to the description of a definition, you ideal type. So you are specially made for God's glory. You are a specialist in the kingdom of God. And your specification is not like specification. Because your specification may cause you to go undercover and work as an agent undercover. And you may be a teacher, or you may be a preacher, or you may be help, or whatever God called you to do, that is what you were ideal for. See, God came up with the plan that's in place for his work to be done. Now, I want you to know now that God did not ask you, did you want to do it? He didn't ask you for your permission. See, it doesn't matter whether you choose to do it or not. I promise you will go through this journey. Now, how you go through this journey will be your decision, how you go through this journey. Now, you can go the way of the Lord, or you can just, you know, go the way of the prince of darkness, you know. But remember now, you're working on somebody's side. Now, what side are you working on? Think about it. If you're not doing the will of God, then you got to be doing the will of the prince of darkness. You can't have it both ways. You say, well, I'm good. No, no, Satan is even good. Now, he'll tell you a little bit of truth. Now, he'll come with the truth to get your attention, but if you keep on listening, if you hearken to it, you're going to hear the lie. See, now, he comes with truth, so, I mean, you know, he did some good things for you. He opened doors for you, blessed you, even though you had the lie, but it was still the blessing. It was the blessings of the devil. It was the blessing of darkness. You still received the blessing, even though it was temporarily, even though it's not, it's going to vanish away. You can't take it with you. You came in this world without nothing. You're going to leave this world without nothing. So, therefore, you can't say that Satan won't bless you, because he can bless you temporarily. You see, the thing about it is when you lie, there is a reward for lying. When you are in corruption, there is a reward of darkness that you will receive. But the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now, I want you to know that God said, I made you perfect for my glory, for my purpose. Okay? He made us. He created us. He gave us life. But he also gave us the choice. He gave us the choice. He's not going to force you. He's not going to make you. He wants you to love him on your own, on your free will. When you love God, guess what? You will keep his commandments. You will do as he commands. Amen. The Bible let us know obedience is better than sacrifice. God is not asking for a whole lot. He just asks us to be righteous. Is it a sin to be righteous? To do the right thing, to help my fellow man, to do the things that are right, to tell the truth. I shouldn't have to lie. And I shouldn't have to, you know, tell lies, amen, and try to make it look like one way when it's not. You see, God gave us special abilities. He gave us the special equipment within us. We have equipment that was designed by God to tell the truth, to do his will, if we allow him. If we allow him, if we be obedient and receive the word of God, if we will read the word of God, we will receive revelation knowledge of his will. When you begin to grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you find that your burdens are easy. Your heavy burdens are lifted. You find out, amen, that it is not as hard as it was before you received Christ. You see, the way of a transgressor is hard. See, anything that's not of God, it is rough, it's hard, it's an uphill battle. I'm not saying that you will not go through things. Yes, you will, but you know what? You will go through with the grace of God. And as you begin to grow in the wisdom, in the knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, you will come to that point in your life that you will glorify in your tribulation. It comes to a point in your spiritual life. You got to get there. That point in your life, it doesn't matter because you have gone through the trenches. You have gone through the breaches. You have gone through the disappointment. You have gone through the anguish. You have went through all the things, look, that a human being would not be able to go through if God had not been for you. David said it best, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, the enemy would have destroyed me. I would not have been here today if it had not been for my God. Because, see, when God equipped me, he made me perfect in his eyes. Not perfect in the man of eyes or a man's eyes, because man, look, always find fault. You should never, ever look to man as to be the author of the author and the finisher of your faith. But you should look to Jesus Christ as the author and the finish of your faith. God is the one that equipped you. And look, we are designed for his good pleasure, his glory. And we have such great a cloud of witness. David was witness. Look at Abraham witness. David, look at Daniel. We got witness that have actually gone through the journey with the grace of God, and came out victorious. I want you to know this is Jubilee year, and these are the year of blessings. Now, next year, we don't know what befalls us, but if we have Christ Jesus in our life, if we are equipped, amen, with the specification that God has given us, hallelujah, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Why? Because we have the mechanism of Christ, and we've been built in him. Amen. We are built on the word, the foundation of his word. And therefore, we are equipped. Hallelujah. We are equipped for the journey. We are armed and dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. We are armed and dangerous to those that are not living right. Because we make those feel uncomfortable. We make those feel, amen, unclean. We make those feel naked and feel unworthy. But I want you to know, God said, you are a light that shines so bright. Light will shine up darkness. Hallelujah, when they see you coming, they know, hallelujah, that is a child of God. They know, amen, before you open your mouth, the way you got the swag. Hallelujah, when you got the walk, they know that is a man and a woman of God. Hallelujah, it's something about God and when he put the specification in you. Hallelujah, praise God, I want you to know, amen, you got the ability and you have the armor of Jesus Christ, because he said put on the whole armor of Jesus Christ that you want. Be able to stand against the fiery darts. Be able to stand. So we know that we can't get upset now. We don't come too far. God done brought you this far. And look, half of the race is already won. And you're almost at the finish line. And we see you, amen, approaching that finishing line. And all you got to do is go a little bit farther. Just try a little bit harder. Just pray a little bit more. Just give God the glory. Give him the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. He let us know that we're going to be what? Laid aside with every weight and the sin that do easy beset us. He said, but let us run the race with patience. The race that's set before us, looking up to Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. One day we're going to be there. We're going to be in his presence. We're going to be in there, amen, where Jesus Christ is on the right hand of God. And we're going to be the sons of God. We are going to be the elders. We are going to be those that went through great tribulation, who washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Those that wore and those that fought for righteousness. Those, amen, praise God, put on the whole armor of God. And that they was able to stand. They fought against lying. They fought against sin. They fought against persecution. They fought against. They had the whole armor of God on. See, you all have to worry about, am I equipped? God said, I equip you. God said, I gave you ability. Now, the thing about it is that we got to go get in formation. And all we got to do is receive the instruction. And as we go and part with God, in partnership with him, and we begin to pray and we begin to talk to the Lord, then God will instruct us as we hear his voice, as we read the word of God. That 21st verse, it says, make you perfect in every good work. God says, everything that you do, every good work comes from me because I put it in you. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. We cannot do nothing without God. God give us the ability. He give us the talents. He give us the love. He give us that charm. He give us the elegancy. We get that spiritual, amen, from our Father. There's nothing good in this flesh. Every time I try to do good, evil is always present. But any time that I do anything good, it comes from the Father. He said, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, God's will. It's not my will no more. It's not about me no more. It's about leaving this place, doing his will, completing my mission, and then I'm going home to a place. That he prepared for me. This is not my home. This is just the preparation. This is just, I'm just a pilgrim passing through. This is not my home. This is my mission, to complete the mission that God already had in place. That I must be down here to fit the puzzle, that I must do my part. I can't do your part. You can't do my part. You got to do your part, your specification to what God has called you to do. He said he will do it for his will, working in you, and which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. You see, I want you to know that our duty, our job is all about our fellow man. You see, when Satan had permission, key, and had the lease on this world, because Adam gave it to him. Adam willfully gave it to him. But the thing about it is that when he released the lease to Satan, Jesus Christ assigned us for the mission to restore Israel, to restore the bridges, to build back up Jerusalem, to take back what Satan has stole from us, where he has deceived and he has lied, because everything he has done was built on a lie, on deceitfulness. Everything that God has ever put in place was perfect. Everything was built on righteousness. Everything was built on love and peace. And God said he wants us, which he assigned us, amen, praise God, 82nd. We are the 82nd of God's army. We are that great army to come and set things back in place. God said, for this cause have I sent you to Crete, Titus, that you may set things in order. I know things is out of order. I know the government's going haywire. I know people's homes are being splitted. People getting divorced. I understand family ain't family no more. But God said, look, I gave you the mission to set things in order. I put the gospel in you. I put the truth in you. I put glad news and glad tidings in you that you may what? Prove me, God said. Prove me. Prove me before man. Prove me, those are in darkness. Let your light so shine that man see your good works that glorify your Father. Lift up my name wherever you go. Talk about Jesus and who he is. He is the great I am. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the great Jehovah God. He is the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. He's that bright and morning star. He's Jehovah Jireh. My God will provide. Jehovah Nisi, God with peace. God Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. He is the God of all gods, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. So he let us know we'll passing through here. We are what? Confounded. We are part of this great movement of God. And we already have the victory. We already won. It was done over 2,000 years ago. We already had the victory. We had the victory. In Jesus' name, we already won. So don't get weary in well-doing when things are not going right, when things don't seem to be the way you think it should be. Look to Jesus, who is the author and the finish of your faith. Look to him, because God has the last say. I want you to know that God has equipped you and gave you the necessary materials and supplies that you need to be armed and dangerous for the kingdom of God, to destroy everything that's not of God, to destroy unkindness, destroy prejudice, destroy hatred, destroy everything that Satan has brought to your home and brought misery to you, into your household. I want you to know that God is fierce. He is unmatchable, unbeatable, undefeated God. He's incredible. Incredible God that will supersede the supernatural. The supernatural. God wants to give you the supernatural power that you can speak those things and it should come to existence. I want you to know, amen, the root word of manufacture. I want you to know it means to make, to do. And its form affects. It affects what God has made of. It will affect everything we touch, do, and say. So don't think that you're not doing nothing or you're not doing enough. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. Wait on the Lord. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. And may God, amen, add value to your life and strengthen your home, strengthen you wherever you go in Jesus' name.